This is one of the images that kept the story going after it was first broken on the CBS News program 60 Minutes 2. U.S. Army Private First Class Linda England, who's facing court-martial, is now telling her story about what she says happened at that prison outside Baghdad. She spoke at length in an exclusive interview with reporter Brian Moss of CBS Denver affiliate KCNC-TV. England said the photos were taken with the knowledge, consent, and approval of higher-ups.
I was instructed by persons in higher rank to stand there, hold this leash, and leave the camera. And they took a picture for a PSYOP. That's all I know.
You mean they had an intention of using that picture in some kind of psychological operation with the inmates?
Right.
21-year-old Private Lindy England was matter-of-fact as she spoke about the infamous pictures.
I was told to stand there, point, give a thumbs up, smile, look at the camera, take the picture.
Who told you to do that?
Persons in my higher chain command.
Do you know why they wanted you to do that?
For PSYOP reasons, to show to other inmates, if you will, or whatever. Because I'm a female, and in the Muslim culture, it's very embarrassing or humiliating to be naked in front of another female, especially if it's an American.
England maintains all of her actions were approved, even applauded by supervisors, specifically military intelligence and, quote, other government agencies, usually a reference to the CIA.
They were like, keep it up. We're getting what we want, what we need. They'd come back and they'd look at the pictures and they'd state, well, that's a good tactic. Keep it up. That's working. This is working. Keep doing it. Getting what we need.
To Private England, it wasn't torture, just taking care of business.
I mean, we thought that's how they did it because we're not trained as MI or whatever, CIA, mind games, intimidation. I mean, it sounded pretty typical to us.
Is there anything else that happened in that prison that haunts you, that causes you nightmares?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that?
No.
Okay. The worst things happen.
Yes.
England says she has no regrets about how the prisoners were treated.
I mean, it got the information. And some of it was reliable. I mean, some of it was future attacks on the coalition forces. We don't feel like we were doing things that we weren't supposed to because we were told to do them. We think everything was justified because we were instructed to do this and to do that.